Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Educators Grow, the podcast where we as educators come and share how we are growing within the field. We're going to try something a little bit different this week. So we've had some fantastic guests who have come on, who have opened up, who have shared their experiences, who have shared some failures along the way, who have shared what they have learned in the field of education. And I was reflecting on that while driving, and it's incredible when you can open up to somebody and not just open up when I'm talking to them, but also open up to you as our listeners. And just with the openness and honesty, it takes a lot of courage. And if I ask that of people, I think it's only fair that I do that myself. You know, I always say, you know, I'm not going to expect things of others that I don't expect for myself. So I think it's only fair that I open up and I share some of the successes and failures that I've had too. So today I don't have a guest. Today it's really just me, and I'm looking at some of the questions I ask most commonly, and I'm going to ask them of myself and share them with you, our listeners. So with that being said, introductions is really just consist of me. Again, my name is John Walczak, host of Educators Grow podcast. I'm also the proud principal of an amazing group of students, staff, and families located in Oaklawn, Illinois, Covington Elementary School. And I'm excited about sharing today because whenever I have a guest, I share a little bit of background. I give a little bit of reflection to add on to what they say. But I want to really get into this and just open up to everybody and share my thoughts too, because like I said, if I'm going to ask that of people, and it's incredible whenever I have a guest on here, how much they open up and they share, then I should do that to myself. So with that being said, I'm just going to get started right away. So the first question that I always ask is three words to describe yourself in that first year of education, and then three words to describe yourself now. So really thinking back, I've been in the field of education. This is my 13th year that I'm starting. So I remember very, very clearly my first year. I remember I was incredibly nervous, just incredibly nervous to start. It was something that I had been studying for a few years, and now I had this opportunity, and I was just incredibly nervous about starting it, but at the same time, I was also incredibly excited. I could not wait for the school year to start. It was like kind of excited nervousness. And the last one, I was probably overconfident. I was very much thinking that I had just graduated for my program, and then I was ready to just go into the classroom, and I was going to conquer that teaching aspect, that I was just going to do great at it. And I really, looking back, I think I was good. I do, but I think the hardest part was I looked at myself as kind of a finished product. You know, I did not think that I had much to improve on, because I thought that I was just already that good. Quickly realized that was not the case. And it was a good lesson that I learned. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later on. But so definitely nervous, but excited also, but overconfident. I remember that excited part. I want to talk about that one a little bit. I remember that first moment when my first principal walked me into my classroom, and I just went in there, and it was summer, so it was completely empty, and it was just cleaned, so the floor was sparkly, and it was just this incredible experience that I, you know, was working for something, and now here it was. This is where I am going to spend several years of my life. And it's pretty incredible when you really think about that. So then fast forward to now. Three words I would use to describe myself now: eager. I am always eager to just learn more about education and just learn more about things that I don't know, and the things that I do feel like I know even more then. So I'm just very eager, and I just get very excited about different areas of education, just always trying to be better than I was the day before. Passionate kind of goes along with that as well. And I feel as though maybe honest. Whenever I make a mistake, and you know, part of the podcast is sharing the fact that we do make mistakes, I feel as though it's a lot easier for me to admit that I know it's not, you know, the end of the world, that we all do that, that if I'm not modeling making mistakes, then how are other people going to be open enough to make them as well? So I feel as though honest is my third word right there. So when I think back to those 13 years, I really do feel like, you know, my mindset has shifted dramatically. I remember that somebody once told me that, you know, the way you are after your first few years of teaching is the way that you're always going to be. And I was, part of me believed that at the time. You know, I didn't think that I was going to look at myself in, you know, 5 years, let alone 10 or 15, thinking I was going to be vastly different. But, you know, you really are. You really are. And it's a little bit of a choice you have to make. But I'm glad that I am. I'm glad that I am, because something I've thought about a lot is, you know, you kind of want to go back to that first year you and, you know, wish you could just say, hey, John, don't do this. Or John, why are you doing that? But, you know, those experiences shape who we are. Those experiences shape who we are. And I was actually talking to a student that I had my first year, and this was several years ago. She was in the high school, and she came back, and, you know, I wanted to say I'm sorry, but one of the things that she told me is, she's like, Mr. Walczak, we always knew that, you know, you cared about us. And I feel like if that's something I could accomplish in my first years, then, you know, the teaching aspect will come with that. All right, so my second question that I'm going to ask myself is something that I want to learn more about in education right now. So at the end of the last school year, I was planning on my summer reading. I love to read, and pretty much all my reading is educational professional books. But there's definitely a lot more available reading time over the summer, so I did have a reading list. And a lot of my books were really focused on restorative practices as it pertains to behaviors. So I had several books that I was reading. So restorative practices was really kind of something that I was very intrigued by, something that I really wanted to learn more about, something that I feel as though when I read a little bit about it, it was definitely the mindset that I was in, but it was something that I did not really know what, you know, quote unquote, it was or what it looked like. So I was really excited about spending some of the summer really looking into some different texts. And I got into several of them. The Little Book of Restorative Practices, I feel, was a nice quick read that really got into what restorative practices really were. It was not completely educational based, but it was still a very good read. And then kind of going in restorative practices, you know, going off of that a little bit, just learning about ways to kind of look at behavior as a learning experience on our end from the professional point of view. You know, when I was years ago in education, you know, we had certain students that would just always be the ones getting those attentions, and nothing really ever seemed to be solved with that. And I've always thought about it for years and years about why that is, but, you know, it's not exactly the easiest answer to come up with. So it's always been something that's been very intriguing to me, but something really got me about this summer, just really thinking about that. So I read several books, like I said, The Little Book of Restorative Practices. I'm also currently reading Lost at School by Dr. Ross Green, which is just a fantastic read. I would highly suggest it. So really just, I guess, even though I started talking about restorative practice, I really just think about the behavioral aspect. The behavioral aspect just in general is just kind of something that I'm really intrigued by right now. So the next question going into that is, when you want to learn, how do you go about doing it? So me personally, my first thing is read. Read, read, read. I will look up whatever titles are, you know, rated highly, what people are suggesting. Like I said, Lost at School right now is a book that I saw, first of all, it was on my bookshelves that was left here from my previous administrator. So I was intrigued by that. But then literally the week that I picked it up, I feel as though I saw several people tweeting about it. I know that Beth Huff, who was a co-author of Lead Like a Pirate, was tweeting about it not too long ago. So I knew that there was something to it. And I've been reading it, and it's just been an incredible read. It's very insightful, even as somebody who, my mindsets were very similar to the author. There were still a lot of things that he was saying that really made me think, that really made me want to keep reading the book. And, you know, I always tell students, you know, if you find that book that you just can't put down, how awesome is that? So the first thing I do is I read and read as much as I possibly can about it, but then I reach out. I reach out to others. There are so many mediums that we have available to learn from other people that, you know, we need to take advantage of those. So Twitter is one of them. However, when it comes to this specific topic, I think the one of the best learning experiences I've had is a Voxer group. I'm in a Voxer group called RJ League, or Restorative Justice League, that has just been a phenomenal tool for me to learn from. Just many different educators throughout the country and just all from many different backgrounds. And I think it's also really important to learn from people of different backgrounds. So I know in the group there's a PE teacher, there's some administrators, there's some classroom teachers. So I think it's just pretty fantastic. So that's been a really great, for this specific topic, a really great learning experience for me. But yeah, reading all about it and then just reaching out to others, because, you know, there's other people that know things that I don't, but then there's also things that, you know, we can share with other people. So I think that connection part is really big for me. So the next question I have, the best lesson I've ever learned regarding education, and how did I learn it? Oh, man. So there were two, and I'm gonna cheat. I'm going to give two answers to this one. The first one is that I was in my probably first month of teaching, and I had thought that we were going everything well, and I gave an assessment, and everybody did terribly. Just my entire class did so badly on this assessment. And part of me was mad. Part of me was thinking, why did we do badly? You know, why didn't they just listen better? And why didn't they study more? And this and that. And then through talking to a colleague of mine, as well as a little bit of reflection, you know, what could I have done better? You know, I was really just kind of going through the motions teaching. You know, I was standing in front of the class, I was giving them information, and I was expecting them to take everything in and then tell me those answers when the assessment came around. And learned quickly that, you know, that is not how it works. That's just, you know, it was not productive. So I really thought about that. I really took a step back. I really thought, you know, how can I meet the needs of these students? You know, I had students in the class, just like in every class, I had students that were excelling. I had students that were having some difficulty, and I had some students that were doing just fine. So I really kind of took a step back and really thought, you know, how can I meet the needs of all of these students? And, you know, it was very difficult, and it's not something that just because I was realizing that I mastered right away. But it was a lesson that I was very excited that I did learn, and I really started learning and working towards improving that. So the second one is, so before I was an educator, I worked as a crisis counselor. I had my undergrad degree in psychology, and I worked as a crisis counselor. And I enjoyed it, but it was not something that I can do forever. So I went into education, and I was really excited because I really thought, and it was true that a lot of the practice I had doing that would benefit me as a teacher. So I had this one student who, he was a colleague of mine. I was at the middle school, so a colleague of mine at the elementary school said, you know, John, can I put this student, can I recommend him to be in your class? And I was like, of course, you know, don't tell me too much about him. I knew that he had some behavioral issues. His detentions were very high for an elementary student, but I didn't really want to know anything else. So he came into my class, and it was one of those things that I had to think, you know, is this really the student that they were recommending for me? Because he was a model student, just, you know, academically he was doing well. He was always willing to help out. He was always on top of this and that. And everything was going fine for about 6, 7, 8 weeks. And then one day he came into the class, and I greeted him in the morning. And he would always greet me back with a smile and a handshake or a high five. And this day he did not. This day he kind of just said whatever and rolled his eyes. And I didn't really think too much of it. You know, we all have bad days. I didn't really think too much of it until later that day he got into a fight and was issued a detention. So I you know, talk to him, explain how he shouldn't be doing that, explain that it's not right, and so on and so forth. The next day, same thing happens. Another fight, another detention. And again, I preach to him, don't do this, you know, I expect better of you, and so on and so on. And it continued that trend for about 4 weeks. For about 4 weeks, that continued. Not every day, but a lot of those issues were popping up. And I remember it was a Friday. And obviously what I was doing was not working. So I remember I pulled them to the side as they were leaving. It was Friday afternoon, and they were leaving for the weekend. And I pulled them aside. And instead of me preaching to them, I looked at him and I said, "How are you?" And he looked at me, you know, very quizzically and, you know, kind of the head to the side. I said, "You know, how are you?" And this time he responded and his voice cracked a little bit. He's like, "Fine." And I said, "How, you know, how are you? How are you doing?" And he looked at me and started crying. And he told me all of these things that were going on in his life that I had no idea about. And I was a little embarrassed because, like I said, I was a crisis counselor who didn't even bother thinking about what might be happening for these behaviors to be occurring. You know, he told me a lot of the things that were going on and a lot of things that I could not understand because I'd never gone through. A lot of things that I could only empathize with him, but I could not say I get it because I've never gone through that. But I will say that, you know, some of the things that he was going through that I would have a hard time getting through my day in a positive manner if I was going through those too. So the lesson that I learned from that was to listen. And it was something I did a lot of talking, a lot of preaching to him, but I did not learn about or can help fix that situation until I listened. All right, so the last question I always ask every guest is, what's one wish for school, no matter how busy and with no monetary restrictions, would it be? And there's a lot of great answers for this one. But I think I just want to make sure that all students have the same opportunities as others. Just making sure that all of our students have as many opportunities as we can give and that they all have these opportunities. In the classroom, to have amazing teachers. Opportunities to learn outside of the classroom. Extracurriculars to learn those lessons as well. Whenever people talk about growth mindset, I feel like I learned a growth mindset more so from playing sports. And I had those opportunities to play sports. I was always kind of doing some sort of sport. And that's a really big lesson that I learned through those non-classroom things. So just making sure that all students have all these opportunities, because we know a lot of the learning is done in the classroom, but a lot of the learning can also be done outside. Well, everybody, I want to thank you very much for joining me for this one. Obviously, a lot of me talking on this episode, but I just felt it was fair for me to share mine, because I ask guests every week to open up and share their thoughts on these questions, and that's not the easiest thing to do. So again, I appreciate you guys always coming in. I appreciate you guys always listening and tuning in, and I appreciate you guys for joining for this episode. So I hope to see you guys again. And again, this is John Wozniak, host of Educators Grow. Thank you very much, and see you guys next week.